There you go.
Okay, I'm Chairman Brad Holton. I'll bring the meeting to order. We're coming out of executive session. There were no decisions reached in executive session, and there's no business being brought forward for decisions. So with that, we will go back to our agenda. And the next item for agenda is an action item considering engagement of services with Mark Ogi. How you pronounce that one? Zaki or Zach? And Federal Appraisal LLC and appraisal and related services regarding the CF HIPAA Amazon litigation. I butchered those pronunciations very well. Thank you. Yes.
Back in July, I think, and let you know that our elected prosecutor, Brian Taylor, agreed to let us hire outside counsel for the Hippolyta case, which is the Amazon case. And part of that recommendation came with getting an appraisal done first. So we've got first the appraisal contract with Mr. I don't know how to pronounce it either, Brian.
Mark.
So that's what you're looking at now. Legal's gone through the agreement. We don't have any issue with it. We did one similar a couple years ago with the storage unit. So it's essentially almost the same contract that we did with that prior appraiser that we, and we went through, I don't know, meetings with three or four different appraisers over several weeks. So there was quite an evaluation process that took place, and I attended most of those, and Trent attended some of those, and it was the whole team at the assessor's office that attended and selected this appraiser. So if you have specific questions about the appraiser and what's going to take place, please direct them to Mr. Stender over here.
Okay.
Or Greg.
Chairman. And is it you that will be remaining involved as the civil representative for the county then, Laura?
Yes, I am. So I am on the Hippolyta case. And then what's coming next on the agenda is outside counsel that's going to come on and help with that case. He has expertise in this type of litigation. So,
okay. And then and I want you to take it away, but you'll have a primary engagement with the secondary backup in case additional help is needed. Is that the way I read this contract?
Chairman Holton, Commissioner Ambeek, what is before you right now is for an outside third party.
Mm-hmm.
We wanted an independent person's opinion as to what they feel the value is of that facility.
Mm-hmm.
If we're tremendously wrong in our appraisal, then we would like to make an adjustment and move towards settling the case. If his number comes similar to what ours is, then we'll continue forward. So this is kind of the first step into rational. Are we going down the right path, or do we need, and we're wrong, we're just mitigating our opportunities moving forward.
So for clarification, Chairman, I'm sorry, I'm not understanding. You have Mark Pomikazi and William Shepherd. So are they part of the same legal firm? No.
Oh, they're appraisers.
Right. Mark is a fee appraiser.
Okay.
And then so he's our Mike Cowan, but
okay.
And then Will is Laura would be a Laura counterpart.
Gotcha. Thanks for the clarification. Sorry I missed that.
Okay.
Yeah. And Chairman, I'm in favor. The assessor had a need probably in 2019. It was on defense of appraised values in the county that would have significantly impacted the taxing districts. And so, as I remember it, you can fill in the details, but the rate being charged on this is half of what we paid at that time. But the rates, is that?
For which? Appraisal or?
Appraisal. And
These two appraisals are coming in. This appraiser is charging a pretty fair rate from what we're noticing.
And then, okay, thank you. And then the legal counsel that we engaged at that time, that maybe is more appropriately the half of what that was at that time. I remember that being $500 an hour, and we're at $250 on this.
We had conflicts with everybody in the area.
Mm-hmm.
our counsel back then was from back east, which Will is also, but Will's more used to coming from the county sector. He worked for an appraiser for a county, and when he retired, he went out into the fee world, went out on his own, and so his rate is much different.
Yeah, and I had people ask me, because they follow county business, you know, why we had to go to outside, and what I believe to be true is that this is a significant impact to the taxing districts in Kenyon County, and we don't have, according to the letter from P.A. Taylor, the expertise legally to, or the time commitment. So it does require expertise outside the county in order to make this argument in court.
That's very well stated, Commissioner Rumby. This is a very complex, challenging case, and it requires someone, both appraisers and legal staff, that are well aware of the situations, the ins and outs of this type of litigation.
Chairman, with all that, go ahead.
Laura writing number two, she'll gain very valuable knowledge, and we hope to retain her long term so she can handle the next one.
Yeah, and that's been a goal of the assessor's office, is to have on staff available legal counsel to assist with what you need on the appraisal side.
I think for the public record that there are times when between the assessor's office and the entity that is being, we're assessing what that value is, varies widely. And this is one of those times. And I think it's very good to substantiate from an independent, qualified entity for their appraisal. And so we're going into this not knowing exactly if they're going to agree with us or not agree with us. But at the moment, we're at loggerheads, and it's best that we get this from a very qualified appraiser or assessor or appraisal. Shouldn't interchange those terms. So I'm very much in favor for this because it matters significantly to our taxpayers in Kenyon County.
Yeah, and Chairman, this tax appeal did come before the board a couple of years in a row, and it's above the board's expertise. It lands clearly in the assessor's office, but when they're talking about class construction on buildings and all of that, that is expertise that we need in order to make that a fair burden for the taxpayers or not. So I appreciate Assessor Stender and Greg Himes. They do a great job, and their coefficient of dispersion is always good in Kenyon County. That means they're assessing very tightly and have the data metrics prove out that they're assessing very close to the market value on that. Did I say that correctly? Okay. Yeah.
Well,
so.
One point of clarification on that. In this commissioner's experience and who was presenting before us, and the difference of opinion about the type of construction that we were trying to assess, it was clear. It was clearly presented from our assessor, and I clearly agreed with them because they brought me the documents that were engineer-stamped documents that the structure was built to, and there was a wild difference of opinion that I would totally cite on our appraisal compared to the other.
Yeah.
That was, but this is complex, so it's not as simple as that, and I don't want the public to fall on that alone. This is complex, and so there's more to this than just that.
Right, and Chairman, I would state in support of that too that there are numerous Amazon warehouse or these filling stations across the U.S., and so the market value, that approach, you'd want apples to apples on that. And that was also convoluted in that testimony. So if anybody's listening, what they should take away, if they didn't understand it, is right. It's very complicated, and it's going to require some expertise to assist the assessor. So totally in favor of what it is they're presenting, and we have three action items.
So let's just do this first one. Unless, Laura, you want to do all three, I'd rather do one at a time, if that's all right.
Chairman and Commissioner Van Meek, I think one at a time is fine. And
okay.
Supplement a little bit with the next two.
Okay.
And Chairman, I move that the board signs the engagement with Mark Pommy Kazi, who is a managing member of Federal Appraisal LLC, to engage his services in the Hippolyta case as presented.
Okay. I would second that motion. Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Okay. Aye. Motion carries. Thank you.
And then, Chairman, I move that the board signs the agreement to provide legal services with William Shepherd, PA contractor out of Florida, as presented, to assist also with the Hippolyta case.
Okay. Laura, do you have any comments on this? You've reviewed this agreement?
Chairman, Commissioner Van Beek, I did, and this has been a similar process to what we went through with the appraiser. We interviewed several attorneys, including one of the attorneys that was on a previous case. What it really came down to is Mr. Shepherd has a lot of expertise on the county level. He's also a lot cheaper. He's pretty excited for this kind of case and seems to have a lot of knowledge and ability to work really well with staff at the assessor's office. Like they really seem to work well together. And I don't think, you know, there were other firms that have big staffs and higher price, and we talked about that within our staff. And I don't think it's going to be a huge heavy lift for us in comparison. So I think we're going to have to do initially some of the heavy lifting with documents and things like that. But overall, I think given the price and his interest in the case, I think it's a good move for the county. And we used to have expertise on staff that dealt with tax cases, but he retired. So we don't have that expertise anymore. We were short-staffed. We're getting more staff. But I think it's really something that we need to have that expertise. And I look forward to learning from him.
Right.
And I'll be appearing there, and he'll be appearing primarily by phone or Skype. So
okay.
I think it'll be a good experience, and I think he's ready to go and excited to go. So
good information.
Good. All right. Did you make the motion?
I did.
All right. You were so way ahead of me. All right.
If I might real quick.
Sure.
I have full trust that Ms. Keys can handle the nature of this material and stuff, but this is a very specific area of litigation. So it's not uncommon in our generalized practice that we don't retain private counsel for specific areas that have dealt with or currently deal with those areas. It will provide Ms. Keys an opportunity to kind of see how that process works and what some of the arguments and the steps that are made, as well as with the assessor's office. I'll kind of be sitting back at third seat on it and just kind of making sure that hopefully if this comes down the road, we'll develop Mrs. Keys' knowledge, my knowledge, and everything. But it's really not that uncommon to go out and seek fully qualified private counsel in these to represent counties in these very, very large. I mean, this isn't, you know, $100,000 issue we're dealing with. It's a significant amount. So it's, I think it's a decision well-directed at protecting the interests of the county.
Yeah. Well said. I appreciate Chief Deputy Bazzoli and Ms. Keys has represented us in district court on other recently litigated matters and has been successful. So it'll be a great addition for Canyon County on the learning curve.
Yeah. So. Yeah. All right. So I believe I seconded that. Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. All right. Then the third action item. Consider legal notice of public hearing for assessor's fee increases for title and registration administrative fees.
Good morning, Chair, Commissioner.
Good morning.
So on this one, this is just the assessor's office is trying to get Canyon County back up to speed. They're not trying to make money from this. The goal is to be a net zero and have the public who are paying for title registration and vehicle titles to be paying the costs and getting us as close to zero as possible. Mr. Stender has done a tremendous amount of work in getting these numbers. He has looked at other counties, and we are very comparable with these prices as the county surrounding us.
Chairman, the Assessor Stender has presented many times with a lot of information for the board to evaluate. He does a lot, great job on the metrics, and he's a well-greased wheel out there in providing services to the community. And I put this on the record before, but my husband recently went out there. They didn't know who he was, but he said that it was very impressive, the level of service and the professionalism that he encountered at the DMV. So kudos to your staff. I'm in favor. This is a legal notice allowing the public to provide their input, which that hearing will be held October 1st, 2024 at 9:30. And I don't know if he has anything to add.
Thank you. First, Commissioner Van Beek, I appreciate the comment. We have a good team out there. We have great leadership. And with the wage stuff we've been through, we're going to retain our staff into the future, and that team out there will only get better with longer tenure. I can go through each one of these sheets. If you've reviewed it, I'm good. With same thing we did last time. We should be doing this annually.
Mm-hmm.
And like Trent said, we're not in the business of generating profit. We're just going to cover the cost of the operations. So one is for the title admin fee, and one's for the registration admin fee.
I reviewed some of it. I don't need it on the record unless council believes that it's prudent.
I don't think it is at this time.
Because the public will be able to have this available after this agenda this morning. They can peruse that, and then they're also going to have the ability on the public hearing.
Correct.
Okay. And are you ready for a motion, Chairman? I move that the board signs the legal notice of public hearing, which will be held October 1st, 2024 at 9:30, which is related to increasing DMV administrative fees for title processing and vehicle registration from the assessor's office.
All right. I would gladly second that motion. And again, the public will have the opportunity to give their input and have the before and during the public hearing. So motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. All right.
Thank
you. All right. Is there anything else on legal update that we need to consider? All right.
I believe so.
You were last but not least then. There we go. All right. If there's nothing else, let's do a short adjournment then for right now, and then we'll come back on the record later.